I want to welcome the GMs and the wives, the godly men and the warm, inviting, feminine, empathetic women out there. So many men, nearly all men that I've talked to that are married, have encouraged me not to get married and have told me that they encourage other men not to get married. And it's no secret that a lot of men nowadays are not taking marriage seriously, at least in the Western cultures and society. And the reason for that is mainly due to the laws. I mean, it's really remarkable that a woman can cheat on her husband and still get custody of the kids. It's like, you really, like, really, government? You want to have somebody that is capable of deception and cruelty toward their own flesh and blood to run the household? Like, oh wait, that's our government in the United States. So it does make sense, actually. So it's almost like every single law around marriage right now in the United States and just in the West in general is contrasted with favoring women. And I've had some really terrible stories that I've heard from men, and the women have had to pay little to no consequences for those actions. So what do you get in a society where there's always going to be a safety net for women? There's always going to be a safety net for a woman to fall back on, because she can, and you know, I'm making this video not to degrade women or anything like that, but to simply tell the truth about what can happen in these situations, because a lot of the women want you to believe, and in society, men have been coerced to believe that women ought to be the center of their world, and women operate under this assumption, and they consistently feed each other delusions and fantasies, all up into the point in which a real man is able to make them fold under their own psychology. And the only reason that a real man can do that is because he's seen his own darkness, and he knows what women are capable of as well. And he doesn't judge the women for it. He doesn't necessarily condemn women for it, because he understands that, biologically speaking, a woman's main goal is to survive. And a woman will do whatever is necessary to do that. And this is very clearly done in and expressed in the Adam and Eve story, because what Eve was beguiled by the serpent was not just temptation, but of mystery and curiosity. And women have this this explicit imagination. Any man that's dealt with a lot of different kinds of women understands this, because a woman's imagination is, as a man, your best friend, because she has such a vivid imagination that just the words that you speak can influence her, if you have a masculine influence, that is, can influence her to think about a variety of different ways and things that you can say. It's kind of like a double entendre or a triple entendre. So you can say certain things and have her mind thinking to herself, well, what could that mean? What could that mean? What could that mean? And it's the healthy excitement that you're gonna go for as a man in the relationship, but ultimately women are also very much attracted to that dark excitement, because it's taboo. It's not something that you're supposed to do, right? It's not something that you're supposed to be doing. And I've had women where I didn't even know they had families. And this was years ago, but I didn't even know this woman had a family up until about a month or 2 months into talking to her. And she was very clear, quote unquote, about her being available. She made it seem like she was single and she was ready to mingle, right? Never mind, this woman legitimately had a full-fledged family at home. And I think at this point, most men are beginning to realize that if a woman has a 9-to-5 job, or really any kind of job, it's highly possible that she is cheating on you, because it's just the norm nowadays. Like, it's just the norm. So if she goes somewhere to work and she's not remote, that's a large possibility that she's cheating. And if you don't believe me, look at the marriage statistics, right? Out of the 50% of marriages that end up in divorce, 80% of those divorces are initiated by women, right? So that means that out of that 50% of marriages that are ending in divorce, 40% are initiated by women. So women simply are not wanting to be in relationships anymore, and men are beginning to realize this. And there's a lot of men that are waking up to it, and there's a lot of men that are beginning to realize that they just want a family. You know, they want a relationship with a loyal woman that they don't have to wonder about. But it seems like you're gonna have to become a narcissistic superhero in order to just have the emotional stimulation to keep a woman around. And a lot of men are saying, I'm out. And a lot of them are saying, I'm just gonna focus on myself and I'm gonna live my life in peace. And a lot of them are gonna be in the relationships and they wanna continue their bloodline. And I think what the healthy thing to do in this situation is to accept that at any point, a woman could leave you and you her. That's really that. Marriage is not what it used to be anymore, at least legally speaking. Legally speaking, marriage is not at all what it used to be. So what do you do in a society which favors the divorcing of families and ostracizes people based off of their preferences of wanting a relationship, a long-term stable relationship? What do you get in a society when you do those things? Well, you get nowhere. You don't get anywhere. The creation of life comes to a halt, and spiritual death begins to run wild and rampant. And that's exactly what we're seeing today. And, you know, even me myself, I think about how, like, it should not be this difficult. Like, it should not be this challenging to have a woman that wants a family. Like, it really shouldn't be this difficult, because I've built myself up to a certain extent. I know who I am. I know where I'm going. I have a plan. And yet, it's almost like it's just... Let me give you some more perspective here. There was, at the gym today, there was a woman, and this just really gave me an indication on how out of touch women are with the male experience. Like, I knew that. Like, I know it already. And I don't expect women to know it. I don't expect women to know that. But it just goes to show how out of touch they really are. There was a couple of women talking next to me while I was doing some curls, and they were talking about their relationships, because as women usually do. And they were talking about what the guy's got and his status. And he's only got 2 family restaurants up in whatever city. And the woman was like, only 2 restaurants? Like, he needs to have at least 5 for you to consider him. And I was just thinking to myself, like, who are you? Like, who are you? You expect these guys that you're dealing with to own restaurants everywhere? Like, is that really what? Like, is that the standard now? Holy moly, because you're looking at not a lot of men at all. And it's not like these women aren't attractive, or it's not like, you know, they weren't necessarily cooperative, but, I mean, they were kind of bitter. They were kind of bitter. There was a bitter energy about them. And I just thought to myself, how could a woman so bitter expect so much? I guess that's the definition of bitter, but it's just, it was astounding to me to hear that and to think to myself, like, this guy's probably, I don't know, like, she looked like she was in her mid-20s, and the guy that she's probably talking about is probably in his, you know, late 20s or early 30s or something like that. This guy's built himself up, you know, or has been a part of the family legacy enough to where he's got 2 restaurants. And they were talking about also how if they're involved with certain programs that they go to each year or whatever, and I don't remember the name of the program, but apparently it was like a VIP program or whatever. And I just thought to myself, you know, like, these women are sitting here complaining about how their men aren't doing enough, and yet the man's probably working his tail off just to be able to provide and to do everything he can to be a part of a building family legacy. And it's just not enough for these bimbos? I mean, are you serious? That was kind of my thought process. And then they began to complain about, you know, they're in a cutting phase and they're in a caloric deficit. And like, oh, it's just so hard to be a girl, like, when you're on your period. And just like, I mean, damn, like, you're just talking about this shit. Like, but like, just out in the open, women have no shame anymore. And I begin to see now, like, after seeing all this stuff and all the research and just seeing it out and about, I'm just thinking to myself, you know, I can totally understand why men encourage me not to get married. I can totally understand it. I'm not saying that I'm encouraging you to not get married, by the way. I think whether you're a male or a female watching this, we need more families. We need more stable family units. And if you really want that in your life, you've got to start acting like it. You got to start orienting yourself to be that way. And if you're not, then that's on you. But it just goes to show how women really do only want 2 things, more and something else, it seems. And it's really something to behold, to see a woman just so ungrateful and having everything that she could possibly want at her disposal. This woman obviously was, you know, she had her nails done, she had makeup on, like, at the gym, I don't get that, but she had her makeup on, and, you know, you could tell that she's eaten well, she looks reasonably healthy, and yet, on the inside, it's just not there, and that's a lot of men and women nowadays. But men at least seem to me like they give a shit about trying to make things work. Women don't want to start giving a shit until it's too late. And to all the women that do give a shit, I commend you. I salute you, because a woman that truly wants to build a family and that understands that her family is going to be her most important asset is a wise, healthy, stable woman. And, you know, it's just really something. It just is really something to live in this life, in this day and age that we do. And to all of the men that are in any kind of way maybe discouraged, I'm not trying to discourage. I'm just trying to give the truth of what's going on and how things are going out, because, you know, you might think to yourself that these women are a certain way, and they are just not. I mean, I've been around, I'll say that, and it's not necessarily that I was a big player or anything, because I've been like, I have been talking to women for like 3 years, but I haven't gone on a date in 3 years either. And probably longer than that, actually. But, you know, it's because I've been putting myself first, and I've been welcoming women into my life when the situation seems right. But I make sure that they know that I'm looking for something long term. And this can be used as a test as well to screen women. It's one of the things that I do is I'll tell them right off the bat that I'm not interested in flings of any kind, and I follow Jesus. And if she doesn't want those things, or she doesn't want to follow those things, then we're not compatible. We might have chemistry, but we're not compatible. And that's that. Like, I wish you no ill will, and I wish you peace. That's it. Like, we're done. We're done here. And sometimes women are flabbergasted like that, because they think of themselves like as a 5-star hotel, and to see how they're like super confused when I just treat the situation respectfully and maturely. They sometimes don't get it. And then other women think that it's a very beautiful thing, even though, and they do respect it, even though they know that we're not compatible. And, you know, that's great. And that's how we learn. That's how we grow in relationships, of course. But it's like, I'm to a point now where I've been ready. Like, I've been ready for a relationship. And I've been putting in the effort to better myself. I've been pure. I've been stable. I have my integrity intact. I have a plan. And it seems like so many women view marriage now as just like a career option that they can change at any time because of the laws that are in place. And so, will I ever get married? Not legally. Because in the Bible, it's pretty clear that sex is the consummation of marriage. So if sex is the consummation of marriage, then if you're in an intimate relationship, you are almost by definition spiritually married at the very least. So you'll create a soul tie no matter what, but how that works is depending on how you move forward. But really, what I wanted to get across here is just my displaying why I understand why there are a lot of men that encourage me not to get married. There are a lot of men that also have told me that they wish to see more young people married, but they're all older than like 65, 70 years old. Nearly all the other men have said not that it's not worth it, or they're pretty silent when I ask about it. I'm like, well, what kind of things have you learned from marriage? It's like, oh, to just be quiet and let her do what she wants. These people are not even attracted to each other. Like, they don't even want each other. They're just there to be there. I don't want that kind of relationship. Who wants that kind of relationship? where you're just like, well, like Eeyore or something, like you're gonna add like Eeyore in your relationship? Hell no. No, I'm not gonna be doing that. Jeez. Oh, that's too much. That's too much meh for too much price to pay. Like, that's just ridiculous. But I do want a family. I would like a family. And I would like to see more people wanting those things as well. And the only way that we can do that is by growing closer to God. And with that being said, I hope this message was useful and insightful. And until next time, peace be with you.